We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachemush and Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu and Avos Perikay Mishnah Yudbeis. Arba midos patalmidim. There are four midos, four categories of students, four types of students. Number one, maher l'shmoa, maher la'abed. The student who is able to grasp what he's learning quickly, but umaher la'abed, but he very quickly loses it, doesn't remember it. So such a person, yata schara behefseido, is the reward that he gets, or what it's not really reward as we had in the previous Mishnah. What he gains is what the Mishnah means. What he gains by the fact that he's maher l'shma, he's able to grasp something so quickly, it's yata behefseido, that schar is lost in the fact that he doesn't retain it. So we'll see that category number two, where it may take him a long time to grasp, but once he has it, he retains it, that's superior, as we'll see. Kasha l'shmoa v'kasha la'abed. It's difficult for him to hear, to grasp, takes him a longer time, but at the same time, kasha la'abed, but it takes him a while to lose it. So then yata hefsei du b'schara, such a person, the hefsei, the loss that he has, the fact that it takes him a long time to grasp the material, bischara, that hefsed is lost within the schar that he's going to gain by the fact that he's able to retain it. As the Matanur says here, Shemida Tova Sheyesh Bo Yisera Alamida Hanifsedes, Hovil Umash Shama Achar Hakoshi, that which he heard after the difficulty in grasping, Who's Ocherin? He remembers, he doesn't forget. Vanafkamin, okay, so what's the practical difference between these two categories of Talmidim? So he says, Shem Yesh Lefanenu Shnei Talmidim. You want to support them in learning. So when you know that, you know these two Talmidim well. You know, one grasps them easily, but they don't retain. And the other one takes a long time to grasp, but once he does, he retains it. Naktim hakashela abed ala hamaher l'shmoa. We're going to give precedence to and support the one in learning, support the one who is able to retain, even though it takes him a longer time to grasp. But there is a practical application of these two categories of people and of students. And then number three, maher l'shmoa v'kashela abed chacham. Person who is able to grasp very quickly and it takes him a long time to lose, he's able to retain it very well. Chacham, such a person has the status of a chacham. And kasha l'shmoa v'maher l'abed, and a person though, if it takes him a long time to grasp, and even when he does, he loses it very quickly, doesn't retain the material. The Torah zeche likra, this is a bad lot that he's been given. Notice the Baturah says here, I remember these categories from before. We spoke about deos, personalities, attitudes of anger and appeasement, etc. And we also spoke about yata schar behefseido and yata hefseido beschara. But then in the next two categories, we spoke about a chassid and we spoke about a rasha. We don't speak about that here. And the answer is obvious. Says the Baal Tanur, lo hava shayach l'misnei hacha chassid o rasha. A pious person, an evil person, a wicked person. Shein zeh davar taloi bebechirasso shel adam. This is not a person's choice. The previous Mishnah, we speak about the midos or the personalities, assuming we're not speaking about genetics. So a person chooses to be to lose their temper and they're not working on self-control. A person can work on putting the effort to try to be appeased and they're not willing to do so. So such a person, we can give them titles of chassid versus rasha. But here, this is a person's intellect. This is a gift from Hashem. It's not a person's choice. This is the way he was born. So therefore, the language we use, we call someone a chacham. No doubt, he's certainly wise, but that's a gift. And we also say, if he's kasha l'shmoa v'maher la'abed, zechei lekra. He's been given, unfortunately, a bad lot, but we wouldn't call him a rasha for such a thing. Now, this doesn't mean that the chacham doesn't have to work hard. It doesn't mean that the person who's kasha l'shmoa v'maher la'abed, and the chelek ra person, shouldn't be learning at all. Person who's kasha l'shmoa v'maher la'abed, indeed it's a chelek ra, so he should put in as much effort as he can, and he'll be rewarded for his efforts. And whatever he's able to learn and grasp and retain, so he'll be rewarded for that. And the chacham as well. The chacham doesn't say that he doesn't lose his learning, doesn't forget. No, it says kasha l'abed. Takes him a long time. But if he doesn't work at it, in fact, he will forget his learning. And we've learned in the past, and pick up some previous Mishnayos, that anyone who forgets part of his learning, so such a person is considered guilty. The Torah says we have to be very careful not to forget our learning. And the Chacham is expected even more so, since it's Kashela Abed. He has that gift that he's able to retain the learning, so he has to work on it to make sure that he doesn't forget anything. Perek, hey, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Arba Midos Benos Neit Staka. There are four categories of people, types of people regarding giving staka. The Baruch is quick to point out, you'll notice, Kolomar Benesina Staka, not Nos Neit Staka, not people who give staka, but it, with the idea of giving charity. On this list is someone who doesn't give at all. So you wouldn't call, that's not a category of a no-sane stucker. But the idea, when it comes to the giving of charity in general, there are four types of people. Who are they? He's a person who wants to give stucker. He doesn't want other people to give. He has an evil eye. He looks towards others. What does that mean? So why would such a person think that way? So Barturu says, he knows aser to aser, which we learn aser b'shul shatis asher, giving staka, so that brings wealth. So he knows that. He wants to get all the wealth. I'll be the one giving staka, so therefore I'll be rewarded. Pir shacher, another possibility. Yesh mi shechas al mamon krovav yoser me al mamono. You have a person who's more concerned with the mamon of the money of his relatives rather than his own. The afal pisha who knows saying, even though he's giving staka, eino rotzeh shekrovav yitnu shelo yabus mamonam. He's willing to give up his money, but his relatives, his children, his siblings, no, you don't give. I'll give because I don't mind not having. But for you, I want you to make sure you maintain your wealth. Don't give. So v'hainu eino ra'a b'shenat shalchem. That's what it means. He has this evil eye. He looks negatively at other people. Dumya de eino ra'a b'shelo d'b'sefer. We'll see later in the Mishnah. We'll speak about eino ra'a b'shelo, which is the next category, and we'll see how these two are comparable. But the point is, according to the first, they're actually polar opposites. The first explanation is if you are of this first category, you want to give tzedakah, you don't want others to give. Why don't you want others to give? So one explanation is you don't want others to give because you know you're going to become wealthy by giving, and you don't want others to get that blessing. And the other is just the opposite. The achirim are your family, are your relatives. You want to make, you're willing to give of your own, you'll live modestly. But the others, your family, you know that giving tzedakah doesn't mean you're going to gain money. On the contrary, you're going to lose money by giving it tzedakah. Don't give away all your money. Maybe I don't want to have to support you, let's say. So you know you shouldn't give it away. So I don't think that you're going to gain money by giving tzedakah. On the contrary, you're going to lose money. So you don't give, but I'll give. So that's what we say, eino ra'a, such a person looks negatively at the money of other people. That's category number one. Yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitain. He wants, let's say, others to give and he won't give. Eino ra'a b'shelo. So now he looks negatively at his own. What kind of person is this? So according to the second explanation, this is really the converse of that. The Mishnah had said that who is the first category, or person who's rotze litein v'lo yitnu acherim. Here, he wants others to give. Why? Because he knows when you give tzedakah, so you end up losing your money. So I want the Anahim to get, but they'll get through other people, but I'm not going to div. Eino Rabbi Shelo, he has this evil eye towards his mamon, in the sense that he doesn't want to lose his money by giving. It's another explanation that, at least looking in the first category, that Eino Rabbi Shel Acherim is someone who looks negatively at the Anim. What does it mean? If you want to give, you don't want others to give. You're one person. There are many people. So how much of the Anim are going to get? If everybody gives, they'll get so much more. So you have an ayin ra'ah towards the Anim. So in that first category. So that's also obviously a negative trait. And then category three is yitein v'yitnu acherim. You want to give and others will give as well. Chassid, such a person is a chassid, is pious. So that's some question. That's what most people do. Most people are willing to give tzedakah. Very happy that the anim will be getting tzedakah from other people. So why is such a person all of a sudden called a chassid, pious? This is piety. Lift him to Shiros Adin. So Tosis explains that we're talking about a case where the poor person has what they need. They're provided what they need. So the fact that both of you and others are going to give, he'll have more than he needs. So that's a chassid. A chassid is a person who says, Yitain v'inu acherim. I know if I give and others give, this person will have plenty of money, even more than he needs. Nonetheless, that's a chassid who feels that, oh, why shouldn't this person, why shouldn't the poor person have plenty, he shouldn't have just the basic necessities? We're willing to give him more. Then the Mishnah says, lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim, category number four. He's not going to give, and others are not going to give. Russia, such a person is a Russia. Some say, although the literally Mishnah says, Loi, he's not giving and no one's giving him, the poor person gets nothing, he's a Russia. Some claim that Loi Tei Lo Acherim means they're not going to give with a full heart. They give with the resentment. So that's a person who's a Russia. So the person says, oh, the poor person should earn a living. I'll give him a little bit. I'll give him a shekel and he should go earn a living. So that person, other people shouldn't give him either. You know why? Because he should be on his own. And that's not your problem. Therefore, the Mishnah says such a person, such an attitude, even if we give a little bit, such a person is a Russia. We said that the Mishnah began that there are four midos in nosnei tzedakah, and the Bar Tanura pointed out that not everyone on the list is a nosnei tzedakah. The last one on the list is the Rasha. He doesn't want to give. He doesn't want others to give. But the Rav Meir Shapira explained that the Mishnah could be understood in the following way. That you could have a Rasha who's also a nosnei tzedakah to some extent. How is that so? You have a person who's asked for a donation, so someone comes to someone's house, and he says, you know what? No one should be giving you. I'm not giving you. Close the door. The guy walks away 5 seconds later. Sometimes a potential donor comes to the house. You bring him in. You listen to him, what he's saying. You have no intention of giving money at all. And then you waste his time. You sit patiently, listen to every story that he tells you. And you don't plan on giving. You don't give him anything. So the first person may not have given charity and doesn't want others to give. But the fact that he can take up the collector's time, at least the person can now go and collect more money. He had another half hour that you at least you didn't waste of his time. The other person, though, the wicked person, the Russia, is a so that person may be a Russia rather, but he's at least a no saint stucca. He allowed money to be given from other people, but the other person who lets him sit there, you don't plan on giving anyway. He tells all his stories. You wasted his time. So such a person cannot even be labeled as a no saint stucca. Another famous story that's attributed to Yitzchak Mibeditchev, when he came to Rabbi of Mibeditchev, he said he would come to the council meetings, the Vad Arba Aratzos, which was the council of the Jews in Eastern Europe. There were council meetings. He would come, and he was summoned to the council. They were considering a law that people should not be able to beg in the streets. People who were poor would come to the community council. They'd be given some money, etc. So he said, you have to call me. This legislation was already made by the Vad Arba Aratzos. So they looked into the files of the VAD and they didn't see any discussion about not having beggars in the streets, not having people going around collecting and having them come to a central location. So he says, no, I'm not speaking about the VAD Arba Aratzos of the Jews of Eastern Europe. I'm speaking about the VAD Arba Aratzos, these four countries, the VAD of Sodom, Amora, Adma, and Svoyim. They outlawed begging as well. So obviously that was the Musar. That people want to collect, we should give them the right to collect. It was this story that Rav Zevin used to explain his position when there was a bill that they wanted to pass to prevent beggars from soliciting in front of a very large shul in Tel Aviv. And they would build a soup kitchen, and this way people would come, and no one would come around collecting stucca. So it was this story of Rav Zevin Mibeditchev that he told, and therefore it said they should be able to go around and collect.